We hang out with Deshaun and Alda. They are two out of four women. It's four, right? Okay. All women team from Africa set to summit Mount Everest in the year 2020. I'll start with you, Deshaun. You said you've done, like, what, 16 expeditions?
About 16 high altitude reaches mountains over 4,000 meters.
And just to give people an idea, you were telling me off air you've done Kilimanjaro four times.
Four times.
You've done Everest.
This will be my third expedition.
Imagine. Imagine. What makes you keep going back?
Well, for me, Everest is unfinished business. The last time I was there, I made a personal best high altitude record of 8,300 meters. The mountain is 8,850 meters above sure. sea level, so I've got 550 vertical meters to go and complete.
So at what point do you stop? At what point do
when
you
feel like...
When
the weather says you do. Okay. Or when you reach the top.
Okay. Sure. And why is this something you feel like you, or both you ladies, why is this something you feel like you have to do?
It's an adventure. It's to push your own boundaries, to test yourself, to see where you can go. It's like Deshaun mentioned earlier today. It's not just physical, it's mental as well. So to see, you know, but it's a journey. It's the entire journey. It's not just the summit. It's the people you meet along the way, like today. It is the family you build, the bond you build. It's an amazing adventure. The places we're going to see.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome.
A lot of people fear, myself included, like I'd love to do it, but I fear dying there.
It sounds good in principle.
Hey? Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. It sounds like I can, you know, take a lot of pictures and everyone know that I did it.
Yeah.
And I'm all for anything that challenges me mentally or my mental strength or even physically as well. But it's just the idea of a potential loss of life for something that I thought was a challenge. How do you see past that?
For me, it's because I've been on so many expeditions and I have seen people die, and I've been, you know, party to very serious injuries, and so I know those things happen. It's reality in the mountains, and one can't choose to do a thing like this without understanding that that's part of it.
Mm.
Now, Alda and I are the two mums on this expedition, so it's, if I can
sure.
liken it to having children, there are just some things that you must understand you're going to need to do. I've spent countless hours being like awake from 3 to 5 in the morning when I've got a 7 o'clock appointment because my kids are sick. You know, so sick children are a part of motherhood. So if you choose to become a mom, you must understand that part of that journey is that you're going to lose a lot of sleep trying to look after your kids.
Sure.
So climbing is the same. I think it's the same with every choice in life.
Mm.
There's something that comes with a package of that. And if you then understand that injury is part of the package, number one, you obviously try to avoid it as much as possible. But number two, you prepare yourself for in case it happens. And for me, it's that practical understanding.
So what you said to all your funeral policies in place before
yes, you
of course.
Do your will. Yes, absolutely. You do your will. You take out adventure insurance. You do all of those things because of the likelihood that something may happen, even though you go in thinking that it won't. Yes.
And it won't. Hanging out with Deshaun and Alda. Any questions? 082-550-5151. Just gone 4:30. SAB.